Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A blend of clouds and sun today, with daytime highs approaching 25. Southerly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to around 7 above. Tonight, clear skies. Clear skies tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 47. Bright sunshine expected Sunday, with daytime highs approaching 53. 67 Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 6 below.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. A new healthcare option is available now in Beaver, Oklahoma. JP Bizette has more.
Southwest Medical Center in Liberal has opened Beaver Family Care Center, expanding healthcare access in the region. Led by longtime local provider Camber Klein, certified nurse practitioner, the clinic offers primary care for all ages. CEO Amber Williams emphasizes the center's role in meeting growing community needs. The clinic accepts new patients, walk-ins, and major insurances, including Medicare and Oklahoma Medicaid, ensuring broader access to quality healthcare.
The Kansas Department of Commerce announced significant changes to its community development block grant program, allowing a rolling application process, lower local match requirements, and an expanded scope of eligible projects. The goal is to open the door for projects ranging from emergency sirens and ADA upgrades to new libraries and major park developments. With flexible project categories and an accelerated funding process, they hope for greater community investment. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Kansas House Bill 2177 would stiffen criminal penalties for motorists repeatedly convicted of fleeing or attempting to elude authorities. And Kansas Highway Patrol Colonel Eric Smith, along with Coffee County Undersheriff Eric Smith, testified to a House committee in support of the bill. Both said the state would be justified to enact progressively severe punitive measures for those who continue to attempt or commit an aggravated form of fleeing and eluding. Colonel Smith said increased penalties for prior convictions discourages violators from committing the same offense. He said the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration documented 525 fatalities in 2021 that occurred during police pursuits in the United States. On Thursday, the House responded by voting 94-28 to send the bill to the Kansas Senate. The legislation would raise a third or subsequent conviction for skirting a roadblock, avoiding tire deflation devices, or intentionally causing property damage during a law enforcement chase from a level 9 felony to a level 5 felony. And the bill would also dictate that a person convicted a third or subsequent time of driving the wrong way into an opposing lane of traffic and forcing a motorist to take evasive action or colliding with the vehicle would face a level 4 felony rather than a level 9 felony. On Thursday, Governor Kelly in the Kansas Water Office announced the award winners for the second round of the Senate Substitute for House Bill 2302 grant programs, which provide over $26 million in funding for water projects and technical assistance to communities across Kansas. In 2023, Senate Substitute for House Bill 2302 increased the amount of state funding for the State Water Plan Fund, or SWPF, and created two new water-related grant funds, the Technical Assistance Grant Fund and the Water Projects Grant Fund. And in the first year, 34 municipalities and special districts related to water were rewarded $18 million. The grant program received over 300 applications in its first year, so an additional $10 million was provided in 2024 through the legislature to address the high demand for funding. Connie Owen, the director of the Kansas Water Office, said they're grateful for the legislature and Governor Kelly for approving this additional funding, as they received a large number of applications again this year, and this funding is necessary to Kansas communities. 39 technical assistance grants and 24 water project grants were awarded to 70 communities and special districts related to water, though over 270 communities applied for the 2024 funding period, requesting a total of $237 million. Senator Rick Billinger with Kansas Senate District 40 said Kansas's small agricultural towns are the lifeblood of our state, and this funding will help these communities have the clean and affordable water access they need to thrive. A total of $26,287,103 was awarded. Locally, for the Technical Assistance Grant Fund, Norcator was awarded $134,700. And for loan assistance, NWKP and DC Hill City was awarded $1,104,952. To see the full list of funded projects, you can visit kwo.ks.gov. U.S. Senators Jerry Moran of Kansas, Chuck Grassley of Iowa, and Roger Marshall of Kansas introduced legislation to combat the high cost of prescription drugs and provide greater transparency of pharmacy benefit managers, or PBMs. The Pharmacy Benefit Manager, PBM, Transparency Act would ban deceptive and unfair pricing schemes, prohibit arbitrary clawbacks of payments made to pharmacies, and require PBMs to report to the Federal Trade Commission on how much money they make through spread pricing and pharmacy fees. Senator Moran said PBMs have engaged in deceptive and unfair drug pricing practices for years without proper oversight, driving up the cost of prescription drugs and hurting Kansas pharmacies. PBMs should be prohibited from unfairly manipulating costs, and this legislation would provide more transparency through reporting requirements to the FTC to help level the playing field for Kansas's pharmacies. The senators were joined by 9 other senators in introducing this legislation. In Nebraska news, Broken Bow is recovering after an explosion and subsequent fire left many without power on a morning where actual air temperatures ranged from minus 30 to minus 20 degrees. Multiple explosions and a fire rocked the city of Broken Bow early Thursday morning, which started just after 6:15 a.m. at the downtown municipal power plant. The fire caused heavy damage, which led to an extensive power outage, and though most power has been restored in town, as of Thursday evening, several areas remained without electricity, including the municipal building, courthouse, and residences north of the railroad tracks. City officials confirmed that 2 city employees were inside the power plant during the explosion, and both sustained minor injuries. They were transported to Melham Medical Center. Broken Bow Mayor Rod Sonenshin signed an emergency declaration, and 2 emergency shelters have been opened to help those without power, one at Third City Christian Church and another at North Park Elementary. Broken Bow Public Schools canceled classes due to the ongoing power issues, and administrators were offering help to those who need it. North Park Elementary School Principal Malachi Berenz said he and other school officials knew that there needed to be some type of action that should be taken just to reassure their community, so they opened their media center, gym, and bathroom facilities, among other things. They said whatever their community needs, they want to make sure that they help in providing that. During a press conference, City Administrator Dave Schmidt said residents in those areas would remain without power for an undetermined amount of time while crews work to implement temporary systems. The exact cause of the accident is still under investigation. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton's Blue Jay wrestling coach, Bill Brockelman, to update on the wrestlers and their upcoming meet on Saturday in Cimarron.
I'm here with head wrestling coach, Bill Brockelman. Coach, it's been a pretty busy week for you. Let's start out with Thursday when you traveled to the Max Jones Fieldhouse and Goodland had a duel with them. Why don't you tell us the result of that duel? Overall, we ended up winning the duel, I think, 50-21 maybe. But overall, I thought we wrestled really well. We gave up a couple opens, bumped a lot of kids around, especially with the snow days, but lost, I think, two matches, but gave up a couple forfeits and were able to dominate overall. So I was really happy with the way the boys wrestled and were able to come out with a big victory right before regionals.
Of course, then there was no girls' duel on that, but on Friday of that week, and actually Friday and Saturday, you had the 3-2-1A Super Regional hosted by Russell, and that was quite a tournament for you. Let's start out with how you did on Friday.
Friday was a rush of emotions because we found out originally they weren't going to wrestle that placement round to see if you're going to be placing the next day or not. And then later on they changed their mind, so all the girls knew if they were going to be placing and qualified for the next day. And it started out really well. We got punched six into the semifinals, got a couple into the quarters, lost a few in the quarters, and then got six into the semis, like I said, lost three in the semis, and then so we had three in the finals, three on the backside that we knew were already placed, and we were able to get three more girls to punch their ticket through that Concy quarter match to get into the matches for 7th and 8th. And everyone was actually able to get to 5th and 6th, so we were in the top 6 for all 9 of our weights that qualified, and some of them were right there. And those matches are sometimes the hardest because you know that they want it really bad, and they just fell just short. So it was hard but also exciting because we were able to get 9 girls through, which is a huge improvement from what we had last year.
And, of course, on Friday when you left, there was about 4, maybe even 5 teams battling for a top 3 finish there with Norton, Oakley, Russell. We've seen a Plainville team and a Hoisington team back and forth, and not to mention Stockton was battling probably a top 5, 6 there. The format for you was the top 8 would be advancing to state. And why don't we talk a little bit about Saturday?
Saturday we talked with the girls, and we knew it was going to be a tall task because Oakley had a 15.5 point lead on us, but we knew that we had a lot of points left on the backside. So we talked about with the girls on scoring bonus points is going to be huge for us to get a lot of points on the backside. And we were able to overtake them going into the finals. I think we were ahead by 3 or 4. We were pretty confident in our 3 finalists that they would all win by bonus points, and they did. And it was a battle from there. Oakley kept passing us. They'd win. And it was just a constant battle, and it came down to Cadence Greason got a fall in the finals, and Fatavia lost in the finals, and that was able to get us the victory by 3. If Fatavia would have won, they would have won by 1. And it took all of our girls, because I think every single one but maybe 1 or 2 scored some sort of point here and there.
And the 6 in the finals for the Lady Plainsmen and only 3 for the Blue Jays, but all 3 winning first place in their weight groups. And just to kind of go back in there on that the final match with the Cadence, and we're watching she being very aggressive and has her opponent on her back, but I think a lot of even the Norton crowd was watching on mat number 3, whereas Atavia Kane and Nevaeh Graves of Hoisington that were going at it in the 170-pound weight class, and it was 11-10 Graves of Hoisington leading, and then all of a sudden she pins Kane and the crowd erupted. I don't know if that's for the Blue Jays or if it's because Kane, that was her first loss on the year. And tell us a little bit about what the crowd energy meant to you.
The energy is huge, and I think it was big for the girls. Like every time we would score bonus points, the crowd would erupt, and you could just see our team kept feeding off of it, and they were feeding off of each other's victories, and it was awesome. Especially like you said, during Cadence's match, I would look, because we always have a group of girls sitting by the mat yelling for their teammates, but I'd look over there, and they were all staring at the far mat because they were trying to figure out, is this going to happen or not? They had enough faith in Cadence that she was going to get the fall. They were more worried about what was happening on mat 3 because that was what was going to seal it if Kane was able to get the victory.
Now it's this coming week, you're going to travel down to Cimarron, Kansas, where it's going to be the boys' turn in the regional. Kind of a different regional feeling, actually, not knowing that you have some of the surrounding teams like a Phillipsburg and a Beloit or even a Smith Center, as you're going to travel down southwest to Cimarron and see 24 teams down there. Give us a little bit about the format and so forth at Cimarron.
It'll be at their main gym. There's, I think last time I talked to and read, it was going to be three mats. It's going to be tough, but it's different than what we're used to because, like you said, there's not going to be a lot of teams that we normally see a lot. I think there's the four MCL teams, Oakley, Hoxie, Hill City, and us, and then two other teams that we see quite a bit are St. Francis and Atwood, but Leote and Lakin we didn't see a lot this year. So there's a lot. When I was filling out the head-to-heads, I was like, man, we didn't see a lot of these kids. But I'm confident in our kids, and I know our kids are battle-tested, so they'll be ready to go out and just wrestle, score some points, and hopefully we can get just as many boys in as we did as the girls, and that'd be a great start for the state tournament for us.
Why don't you give us the time that it'll be on Saturday?
It'll start at 10 a.m.
Okay, Coach, one other little thing that you like to keep everybody informed of is with the shirts.
Yes, we're doing our shirts through Midwest Mill. She put them up on our website, but she is going to close it on Sunday. She wants to make sure that she has enough time to get everything in and printed so that way we all have them for the state tournament. So there's state qualifier shirts at MidwestMill.com. So if you guys are wanting some shirts, I also posted it on our Facebook. If you guys want to find some shirts, that's a place to get it.
Well, Coach, we're going to congratulate you on your win at the Super Regional with the girls, and then we're going to wish you the best of luck come Saturday when you travel down to Cimarron for the boys' 3-2-1-A Regional Championships. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig, and Coach Brockelman, and good luck to the wrestlers at their meet on Saturday in Cimarron for the 3-2-1-A Regional Championships. Mass of Christian Burial for Evelyn McDiffitt, 81 of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Monday, February 24th at St. Francis of Assisi in Norton. Burial will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be from 3 to 5 p.m. Sunday, February 23rd, with a wake and rosary following at 5 p.m. at the Plummer Gopper Funeral Home. Memorial contributions may be made to St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church, Logan Manor, and St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Logan, and may be sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having ham and beans, pepper strips, cornbread, rosy applesauce, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pizza or taco burrito, pasta salad, fruit, and milk. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 24 and wind chill values as low as minus 15 with south winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with the low around 7 and a south wind around 5 miles per hour becoming west after midnight. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 47. On Saturday night, mostly clear with the low around 23. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 53, and on Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 33. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday it should be mostly sunny with a high near 67. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 66. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 57 and breezy. And on Thursday, should be sunny with a high near 58. Currently, with fair skies, it is minus 2 degrees. The humidity is 71%. The wind speed is south at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.45. The dew point is minus 9 degrees. And the current wind chill is minus 15 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:24. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is excited to announce that it will host their 76th annual meeting in person at the St. Francis of Assisi Parish Hall in Norton, Kansas on March 24, 2025, beginning at 5:30 p.m. Supper and prizes will be provided for those in attendance. Reservations can be made by calling 785-877-5191 by March 18, 2025.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Kansas State football has seen a lot of coaching moves over the last couple of weeks as co-offensive coordinator and offensive line coach Connor Riley moved to the NFL. Brian Lepak has been named the new offensive line coach as he moves from the tight end coaching position. And Tim Fitzgerald of GoPowerCat.com joined 580 WIBW in Topeka and talked about the move.
I think it's a brilliant move. I mean, this is what his position group is. He's been coaching tight ends because he's trying to get into the offensive line. So this is an enormous career opportunity for him, and I think he's going to do a good job. We won't know probably until midway through the season because, you know, I think we can all agree that maybe two, three games into the season, they'll struggle a little bit. They're going to have a lot of new faces and a new coach. But maybe by midseason, we'll start to see how good or bad they are. I think it was a good hire because you rewarded a coach you really want to keep on your staff as long as possible.
Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit. And make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.